You are listening to
Dream to the Ivy League.
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 I'm Simi.
I'm Evelyn.
I'm Cheryl.
I'm Casey.
I'm Gathleen Gray.
I'm Bella.
I'm Tom.
I'm Abby.
I'm Florence.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Simi.
Hey guys, today our program Dream to the Ivy League coming to the Mysterio University, Princeton University. Many people might not know much about this university. Oh well, did someone making a speech about the university? Let's come to hear a story behind.
Princeton University is a vibrant community of scholarship and learning that stands in the national service and in the service of all nations. Founded in 1746, Princeton is the fourth oldest college in the United States. Princeton is an independent, co-educational, non-denominational university that provides undergraduate and graduate instruction in the humanities, social sciences, natural sciences, and engineering. Its school motto is, "Under God's power, she flourishes."
For the education of youth in the learned languages and in the liberal arts and science, the province of New Jersey granted a charter to a College of New Jersey. Dated October 22, 1746, the charter was unique in the colonies, for it specified that any person of any religious denomination might attend. The college enrollment totaled 10 young men.
Chartered as the College of New Jersey, the name by which it was known for 150 years, Princeton University was British North America's first college. Located in Elizabeth for 1 year and then in Newark for 9, the College of New Jersey moved to Princeton in 1756. It was housed in New Soho Hall, which was newly built on land donated by a man. New Soho Hall contained the entire college for nearly half a century.
In 1896, when expanded program offerings brought the college university status, the College of New Jersey was officially renamed Princeton University in honor of its host community of Princeton. 4 years later, in 1900, the graduate school was established.
As part of the sesquicentennial celebrations in 1896, Princeton University adopted an informal motto, Princeton in the National Service. The title of the keynote speech by Woodrow Wilson, a faculty member. 6 years later, Wilson became the president's 13th president. During his term of office, plans for building the graduate college were finished. And what was more important is that Princeton University began to grow into a full-scale university.
As Princeton looked toward expansion, Wilson focused on the quality of the individual teaching and learning experience. He was credited with developing small discussion classes called Preceptorials, which to this day supplement lecture courses in the humanities and social science.
As a world-famous research university, Princeton seeks to achieve the highest levels of distinction in the discovery and transmission of knowledge and understanding. At the same time, Princeton is distinctively among research universities in its commitment to undergraduate teaching.
The quality of Princeton's faculty is mirrored by its students, who bring with them the promise of outstanding accomplishment both in and out of the classroom. Here, students will have an opportunity to learn from fellow students, as well as the faculty in a setting that encourages personal growth, leadership development, and long-lasting feelings of community. You are listening to Drawing to the Ivy League and Della.
This university history is interesting. Now, where can we go? This social group talking about geography. Let's go to look around.
New Jersey is a state in the northeastern and middle Atlantic regions of the United States. It lies entirely within the combined statistical area of New York City and Philadelphia. It is the fourth smallest state, but the 11th most populous and the most densely populated of the 50 United States, which is also the second wealthiest U.S. state by median household income. The area was inhabited by Native Americans for more than 2,800 years by historical tribes such as the Lenape along the coast. New Jersey was the site of several decisive battles during the American Revolutionary War. Princeton University is a private Ivy League research university in Princeton, New Jersey. Princeton had close ties to the Presbyterian Church. They've never been affiliated with any denomination and today imposes no religious requirements on the students. Princeton provides undergraduate and graduate instruction in the humanities, social sciences, natural sciences, and engineering. It does not have schools of medicine, law, divinity, education, or business. From 2001 to 2015, Princeton University was ranked either first or second among national universities by U.S. News and World Report, holding the top spot for 13 of those 15 years. Princeton graduate school programs are also highly ranked among universities in the United States. Princeton has been associated with 8 Fields Medalists more so than any other university and a bunch of any other awards. And as for by endowment per student, Princeton is the wealthiest school in the United States. In Princeton, reviews rankings of softer aspects of students' college experience. Princeton University was ranked first in students happy with financial aid and third in happiest students, behind Clemson and Brown universities. You are listening to the Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Gatling Ray.
So next, today's sunshine. No, big win in university is so great. And Princeton is athletic. Oh, shine in campus. Let's see the university's school life.
Shine in campus. I'm Simi. Today, let's come into Princeton University. Princeton University is a vibrant community of scholarship and learning that stands in the nation's service and in the service of all nations. A vast range of cultural, educational, athletic, and social activities are available to Princeton students, faculty, and staff. Getting involved in campus life is the quickest way to become a part of the university's community and to create one's own Princeton experience. Campus life activities are built around the concept of encouraging each community member to express his or her talent and to respect all members of our pluralistic community. One of the university's most distinctive characteristics is its closely knit and integrated residential community. Housing is guaranteed for undergraduates and nearly all students live on campus. The residential experience is central to Princeton's educational program, and the residential colleges offer students a supportive and enriching environment full of opportunities for personal growth. Now let's hear the local students' impression about this university.
Our university, the Princeton campus, is host to many annual events that are held in celebration of important milestones and that add a unique charm and flavor to the community.
Opening exercises and interfaith service in the university chapel traditionally marks the beginning of the academic year each fall. Throughout the year, events such as Martin Luther King Doctor Day, the International Festival, and the community celebration brings members of the campus and area communities together. The academic year ends with activities including reunions, which annually draw 20,000 people, alumni and their families, and commencement when undergraduate and graduate degrees are presented with pomp and circumstance on the front lawn of Nassau Hall. Apart from that, this university's local area offers students, faculty, staff, and neighbors an extraordinary array of artists and cultural opportunities. This campus has many resources such as campus venues, Lewis Centers for Arts, Passports to Arts, University Ticking, etc.
Campus venues such as Richardson Auditorium in Alexander Hall host events including timely talks, world-class performing arts programs, varsity athletic competitions, religious and cultural celebrations, and annual ceremonies.
Well, Simi also wants we together to sing Princeton's housing and dining. One of Princeton's defining characteristics is its small residential community that extends a wealth of academic and opportunities for undergraduate and graduate students. Nearly all of the university's undergraduates and 70% of the graduate students live on campus. The university also offers housing and dining programs for faculty and staff. Housing options available for undergraduates range from close-knit residential college communities to individual dormitory for juniors and seniors. For graduate students, dormitory-style rooms are available at the historical graduate college, and unfurnished apartments are offered in several complexes. With the university's four-year residential college system, upperclassmen and graduate students also have the opportunity to live in a residential college. Faculty and staff can rent from the 600 university-owned units near the campus.
There also are a wide variety of dining options. Most freshmen and sophomores eat in dining facilities within their residential colleges. Juniors and seniors can take meals at the colleges, eating clubs, student food cooperatives, the Center for Jewish Life, and other locations. Graduate students gather for meals in a graduate college or with their families in apartments. faculty and staff have access to Prospect House, which offers both casual and full-service dining.
Wow, this university is so cool. Simi also know that Princeton is full of diversity and community. This university is a community of learning that is enriched by the wide variety of experiences and perspectives of its students, faculty, and staff. The university is committed to building a diverse campus community to ensure that students, faculty, and staff members can explore their interests, discover new academic, and just as importantly, learn from each other.
We set up some organizations such as Campus Club, Community House, Davis International Center, etc. Students enjoy food, music, and friendship at the first Unity Day event given by the Field Center for Equality and Cultural Understanding.
It's time to say goodbye. So sad. Anyway, Simi thinks that Princeton is so wonderful a university.
You are listening to Dream to the iFleet. I'm Simi.
Oh, here we come to the main classroom building. Students hard working. Be quiet. Okay, let's hear major.
One day, a student from China is consulting a teacher in Princeton. She is a really curious student.
Hello, teacher.
Nice to meet you.
I'm here to ask you something about Princeton. You know, after watching the film Interstellar, I found myself quite interested in astrophysics. And maybe I will be a great stargazer. So, could you introduce it for me?
My pleasure. I will start from its extraordinary research. The Department of Astrophysical Sciences at Princeton conducts research across the entire spectrum of astronomy and astrophysics. The science we pursue generally runs the theoretical, observational, computational, large-scale survey and instrumentation approaches to advancing the frontiers of knowledge of the universe and its constituents. The research areas can be roughly divided into cosmology, galactic and extragalactic astronomy, planetary science, dynamics, stellar astronomy, high energy astrophysics, the interstellar medium, plasma astrophysics, computational astrophysics, and telescope instrumentation.
Yeah, that's great. And what else?
The department offers an outstanding program for astronomy majors at Princeton University. The program is known for its excellence in research and teaching. Our students carry out 3 independent research projects in collaboration with our faculty advisor on topics that range from planetary science to stars, galaxies, black holes, dark matter, cosmology, the early universe, and more. The relatively small size of the department provides a warm and supportive atmosphere, informal and friendly interactions, and a flexible program plan. Our astronomy majors, typically 10 to 15 students, have access to some of the most advanced observational and computational facilities in the world for research in astronomy and astrophysics.
Okay. I think I got it. And then, I'm interested in computer too. Tell me about computer science, please.
Well, Princeton has been at the forefront of computing. This department is home to 30 Turner Chuck and 13 teaching faculty, with strong groups in theory, networks, vision, programming language, machine learning, and computational biology.
Wow! You have amazing memory! And I wanted to know some news in this department. Could you just pick one for me?
No problem. I will share one to you. Days ago, more than 500 students explored new platforms for novel ideas. In all, more than 60 projects were created. I will introduce one of the winning hands from the weekend. It is called Host Shark. Thought you were safe sitting in the back of the lecture surfing Facebook? Not anymore. Colin Steadman's Host Shark captures and visualizes of all the sites that are currently being served on the network, even those that you thought you were private. Steadman, who teaches a web development class on campus, was inspired to create this app to figure out what sites his students were visiting while in class.
It's extremely cool. Thank you.
So, it's over, right? Bye-bye.
You are listening to
Dream to the Alley.
This is Major.
Wait. I still have some questions. Then please go on with the Department of Art and Archaeology.
My God, how ambitious you are. So listen carefully. Throughout history, the visual arts have encoded and displayed the ever-changing values of humankind's diverse cultures. Learning how to read, compare, and contextualize art and architecture offers a distinctive form of entry into the inner lives of individuals and the public lives of the society, from long ago to the present day. It is a challenging and all-encompassing discipline, whether used for its own sake or for rigorous intellectual training. Those academic origins in America can be traced back to 1883, when Alan Marquand began teaching art history at Princeton.
And what about scholars, teacher?
The Department of Art and Archaeology has been home to some of the most distinguished scholars in the field, and over the decades has grown to cover a wider range of media, cultures, and methodologies. Today, coursework in art history is supported by the extraordinary art collection of the Princeton University Art Museum, by the resources of the Marquette Library, the world's finest art history library, and by close relations with the numerous other departments on our campus. Besides covering all periods of European art and architecture, current faculty members teaching areas such as Greek art, Japanese prints, African art, American art, the history of photography, and theory and criticism. The curriculum of an undergraduate major can include courses and independent work in any such area, as well as in studio art taught by faculty in a program in visual arts.
And if I study here, what will I learn?
The Department of Art and Archaeology is devoted to study and the criticism of the visual arts and the investigation of material artifacts from a wide range of cultures and historical periods. It is also where students interested in the practice of art. Current faculty members explore subjects as diverse as Romance City Planning, Chinese Cinema, and Temporary Planting, but are united in their belief that the visual arts offer key insights into the past and stimulate ideas and personal growth in the present.
I got it. The last department, I promise. What about the history department?
I hope so. The history department of Princeton University, located in the Negro Gothic Dickinson Hall, offers coursework at undergraduate and graduate level in a large number of fields. A traditional strength has been pre-modern European history, but the department has established a substantial reputation for its expertise in the history of the United States, East Asia, Latin America, Africa, South and Southeast Asia, and the Near East, as well as in the history of science.
And what kind of training does it offer?
The history department offers 40 different undergraduate courses each year. A combination of lecture classes and limited enrollment seminars. History courses cover 2,000 years of human experience in Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Americas. The faculty approach these areas from a variety of disciplinary perspectives: cultural, economic, environmental, gender, electoral, labor, political, social, and urban history. The history faculty is committed to undergraduate teaching. History exceeds all other Princeton departments in the number of its faculty who have received Princeton's President's Award for Distinguished Teaching.
And what kind of training does it offer?
Oh, nice to meet you too. I hope you will realize your dreams. Bye-bye.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Cathy.
I'm Cheryl.
Wow, the top floor is full of excellent alumni documents. Outstanding alumni. Here we go.
Never tiring, never yielding,
every
never finishing.
Wasted,
we renew that purpose
back
today.
And I give for which I have a dream today.
Prepared to die.
You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by
even
love.
Even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself.
Tomorrow, in a very real sense, the life you are the from scratch on your own, begins. How will you use your gifts? What choices will you make? Will inertia be your guide, or will you follow your passions? Will you follow dogma, or will you be original? Will you choose a life of ease, a life of survival and adventure? Will you wield under criticism, or will you follow your convictions? Will you laugh it out when you are wrong, or will you apologize? Will you guard your heart against rejection, or will you act when you fall in love? Will you play it safe, or will you be a little bit swashbuckling? It's tough. Will you give up, or will you be relentless? Will you be cynic, or will you be a builder? Will you be clever at the expense of others, or will you kind?
Hi, my friends.
Nice to see you again. I'm Evelyn.
Hello, I'm Tom.
The series of questions above were put forward by Jeff, who is the founder and CEO of Amazon.com, as well as an alumnus of the Princeton University.
And today, we'll share some interesting stories of the alumni and undergraduates from the Princeton University.
The motto of the Princeton University is, "Under God's power, she flourishes." So what's the God's power she, this university, can benefit from? Maybe we can find the answer behind the following stories.
"We are what we choose," Jeff said. He once said, "I will have a prediction. When you are old, in the quiet moment of reflection, writing for only yourself the most personal version of the life story, the telling that will be most compact and meaningful will be the series of choices you have made. In the end, we are our choices. Build yourself a great story."
So, what compact and meaningful stories such an Amazon CEO will have?
Jeff got the idea to start Amazon 20 years ago. He came across the fact that web usage was growing at 2300% per year. He had never seen or heard of anything that grows that fast. And the idea of building an online bookstore with millions of titles, something that simply couldn't exist in the physical world, was very exciting to him. He had just turned 30 years old then, and had been married for a year. He told his wife that he wanted to quit his job and go to do this crazy thing that probably wouldn't work since most startups. And he wasn't sure what would happen after that. Well, his wife told him he should go for it.
At the time, he was working at a financial firm in New York with a bunch of very smart people. And he had a brilliant boss that he much admired. He went to his boss and told him, "You want to start a company selling books on the internet?" His boss took him on a long walk in Central Park, listened carefully to him, and finally said, "This sounds like a really good idea, but it would be a better idea for someone who didn't already have a good job." This logic makes some sense to Jeff, and his boss convinced him to think about it for 48 hours before making the final decision. It really was a difficult choice, but finally, Jeff decided he had to give it a shot. He didn't think he'd regret trying and failing, and he suspected he'll always be haunted by a decision to not try at all. After much consideration, he took the less safe path to follow his passion and created a legend which made him proud of that choice.
How about having a look at the current stories of the Princeton University's alumni?
Just on November 21st, a famous Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, Ted Kagan, offered insights into her university time and the workings of the court in an interview, which is posted at the university's home website.
In the interview, when asked to recall her time back at Princeton, Kagan emphasized the generosity of the faculty with her time, the importance of extracurricular activities to her experience, and the lifelong friendships she formed. "I just thought this was the greatest place," said Kagan, who majored in history. "I feel very, very warmly about it, and warmly about all it did for me."
In response to the question about law philosophy, Kagan said she doesn't think politics are the driving factor for reaching agreement. "It doesn't have to do with politics in a way you would find across the street in Congress."
from Kagan, we can easily view what attitude the alumni of Princeton University always have. We can also feel the kind of spirit from Jeff, even from all the excellent alumni in the university. And God's power, she flourishes. This kind of spirit is what we call God's power.
Here comes the end of our program. See you next time.
Goodbye.
How time flies. It's time to say goodbye. Princeton University. How to say a fantastic out. It's all over.
Hello, dear friends. This week's program comes to end, and next week Christmas special program is on the way. Please wait for Ivy League's Zhen Huan Zhen. Have a good night.
节目下载荔枝FM。